Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, the ability to know all about a person's personality and the soul's purpose from a person's birth name. Now, the beautiful inspirational song, the music that you've just heard, is called Shine by Dee Lemure, and you can hear more of her music by visiting her website at dlemure.com, D-L-E-M-O-R.com, and we always end our show with her lovely song, Shine. So our topic tonight is consciousness. What is meant by lower and higher consciousness? Do all souls work their way through all levels of consciousness? What distinguishes one level from another level? How do we increase our level of consciousness? How does Christ consciousness differ from our own consciousness? How do three-dimensional beliefs tie into consciousness? Does ascension depend on raising one's consciousness? And we want to define different terms like light and consciousness and higher self and karma so that we're all on the same page. And our special guest today that's going to help us do that is Marilyn Raphael. Now, Marilyn has been on a spiritual journey her entire life. She began meditating and following the mystical principles presented through Joel Goldsmith's Infinite Way material in the 1970s. I had to laugh when I read that on her bio, simply because that was my sister's favorite way of gaining her information and knowledge. And this knowledge from Joel Goldsmith brought an increasingly intense desire to more deeply understand and bring together and practice the many world teachings, modalities of healing, which in turn led to a series of intense inner shifts for her. Not all of them were pleasant. You know, we in life, some's good, some's not so great. Okay, and the ability to communicate with her guides and other teachers of light. Now, Marilyn was asked by the Arcturians to start a website which would allow them to get their messages of love and light out to the world at this very important time. Now, she writes a monthly newsletter which shares spiritual truths, and I never miss in the last 5 years reading one of hers that comes out every month. It's something I look forward to, and I have just so enjoyed it that I asked Marilyn to come join us today. So, Marilyn, welcome to Luminescence.
Oh, well, thank you, Sharon. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, we want to start by defining what you term consciousness so that we're all on the same page for what we're talking about.
Well, consciousness, as I know it, is that level of awareness that is automatic. It's like a place that we have gotten to through our many lifetime journeys, and it's where we're at. It's how we see things. It's for instance, when you're first learning to drive a car, it's an intellectual knowledge. You practice doing this, you practice doing that, and at some point it becomes automatic. At that point, it's a part of your consciousness. Do you see the difference? The consciousness is where you're at, period.
Okay, so what's the difference then when people use the terms higher consciousness or lower consciousness?
It's levels of awareness. There, in reality, there's only one divine consciousness. It's all there is. And we call it God. You can call it fiddlesticks if you want. It doesn't make any difference. You know, it is what is, period. It's the only power, the only presence, the only reality. It's divine consciousness. And this consciousness is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. Now, because it's all that is, it has individualized and expressed itself as every living thing. There's nothing else but this consciousness, and so we are all in and of that one consciousness. However, we don't know this, and so our level of consciousness is determined by our belief system, where we have evolved to in our belief system. The third dimension is actually the lowest rung of a very high ladder. And even though we think we are the greatest and most intelligent around, we really are living in the third dimension in an energy of duality and separation. And these are just concepts. They're not, there's no reality to them. So mind interprets our consciousness in the outer. And if we are living from a state of consciousness that's very conditioned by false beliefs, the mind will interpret that and express it outwardly in our life. It's not that we're doing anything wrong or that people with a lot of problems are doing anything wrong. It's just that they are living from a state of consciousness that's not clear, that's cluttered with a whole lot of debris that's not true. It's like looking through a stained glass window. And we look through this window and we see everything distorted by color. And as we evolve and we come more into the truth of the reality of what is, we begin wiping off these little panes and we start seeing through more clearly without that coloring. And that's the evolutionary process, is the wiping of these pieces of glass until eventually we realize who and what we are. And that is our state of consciousness. That is the higher state of consciousness. It doesn't refer to divine consciousness. It refers to personal consciousness, which is divine consciousness, but conditioned by all sorts of beliefs that are based in falsehood.
So is there a difference between human consciousness and Christ consciousness, or simply Christ consciousness, a different level of awareness?
No, there's only one consciousness. Christ consciousness refers to illumined, or that consciousness that is filled with light. Light is the highest energy. It's only one consciousness, but it's conditioned by individuals, by their belief system, by what they hold as true in their consciousness. The reality of divine consciousness never changes, but we have covered it up with all kinds of little debris and blankets and colors and things that we think are real, and so it affects the expression of that consciousness.
So if one wanted to raise their awareness or raise their consciousness, how would you suggest they would go about that?
Well, once a person decides they wish to evolve and they wish to grow spiritually, actually the train leaves the station at that point. And oftentimes, all kinds of things will happen that are not so pleasant because you've said, okay, show me, and all the, I like to say the shit hits the fan at that point. But your job in pursuing this path is to begin to center, begin to meditate, begin to do the things on your level. Don't look at someone else's path and think, oh, I've got to do it the way they do it. No. Everyone is different. Everyone has had different lives with different experiences over hundreds of lifetimes. And so they need to trust their intuition. Start being guided. You can go into a bookstore and let yourself sort of be guided to the book that might be just perfect for you at the time. And in a couple of years, it might no longer resonate. But at that time, it will be perfect. And then begin to meditate, and then begin to sort of associate with other people who are on this same path, and put out your intention. Because we're powerful spiritual beings in the reality of who we are, we need to set our intention. We're creators, and you can say now, I choose to evolve. I choose to move forward in my spiritual awareness. the universe hears that. And that's why I'm saying sometimes it hits the fan when you say that, because it brings up all the stuff that you need to take a deeper look at, even if you don't really want them. But you have given permission now to move forward by your intention.
So I want to know if we ever can withdraw that permission. I mean, I remember when I asked as a kid and decided that I needed more patience. And then all these circumstances start happening where patience was required until I said, forget it. I don't want more patience. And therefore, the few times I really need it, I'll be able to muster it up. Can you go backwards once you've gone forwards?
That's not really going backwards. That's just delaying. And yes, you have free will. You can do whatever you want. No one will ever tell you what to do. We were created with free will. That's our gift. But you can delay the process. You can wait as long as you want, but eventually you'll be back where you left off because you can't help it. It's part of the divine plan. It's you can't not be who you are. And who you are is a God being, and we're all in the journey towards remembering who we are. That's what it's all, that's all evolution is remembering who we are through a series of experiences that will get us there eventually.
So all souls work their way through all levels of consciousness eventually?
We, to God realization, a higher awareness. There are many, many higher dimensions, and the guides, the higher dimensional beings are all working with us, but from a higher resonance. You see, it's like vibration. It's like the highest of resonances are fine, rapidly vibrating frequencies that are pure light. And as it gets denser and denser and denser to the third dimension, we get materiality. Everything that we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell in the physical world is actually a spiritual reality, but it's being interpreted through minds that are unable to align with this higher frequencies. And so it's interpreted on a level we can understand. And for example, I like to say a car. A car, as we see it, is a car, but the reality of it is omnipresence.
Okay, so define for us omnipresence so that everyone's on the same page.
Omnipresence means that this divine consciousness we call God is present everywhere. There is no place it is not. It's infinitely omni, all present. There's nothing else. It's all that exists.
So if we are remembering who we already are, why did we leave it in the first place to want to go through this remembering process?
That there's a lot of information on that, and it's my understanding that in the beginning, souls who were all in the higher dimensional energy, not material, wanted to experience the experience of separation, not thinking that they would get stuck there. Well, they got stuck. And Edgar Cayce used to talk about souls coming to Earth and moving into the animals and moving, and then they got themselves stuck, which is when you see these pictures of the horsemen and half animal, half, you know, there's a lot of old teachings about that, you know, that represent these times when the souls were getting stuck and forgot who they were. And so there was many eons of time of dark, heavy energy. And there were times also when those people from other planetary systems came to Earth and with not the best intentions, and made slaves out of a lot of these people that were sort of stuck. And all of that is in history, recorded in history, if you study spiritual things and different channels over time. But we are now being assisted in a grand awakening. It's done. We've struggled through lifetime after lifetime of experiences that were in and of third dimensional energy, and enough have awakened, and the time has come for the collective to be light-filled, which will then manifest on Earth in higher and better form. We're moving. That's what's going on. The Earth is ready to ascend to a higher dimensional energy. And that's why all the chaos is taking place. This light is shining on all the dark spots and bringing them up to our awareness. And it seems like horrible chaos, and everybody wants things to go back the way they were, but they are not ever going to be the way they were, because that which creates them, consciousness, is changing and evolving, and so its manifestations will be different. Do you see? Does that make sense?
It definitely makes sense. So is there anything that could stop this awareness, or are we on the train and it's going and it's going to get to its destination?
The train has left the station. This is a divine plan. It cannot be stopped because we are divine beings. We are not what we thought we were. And nothing can make us less than what we are ever. Now, there is certainly an element that's trying to stop this. But they have no power. There's only one power. There's God power. It's going ahead whether they like it or not. They can interfere because their control is being lost as we evolve. But it's going to go forward. It can be delayed, yes, if enough people want to delay it. It's based in the collective. Everyone's consciousness comes together in a grand collective, and that's what influences the whole energy of the world. But as each person awakens, and many are awakening now, they're getting sick and tired of the old ways, and they want something new and different and better. And as people awaken and their enlightened consciousness adds light to the collective, it's lifting and raising and opening and becoming different. And that's what ascension is.
So we're going to talk more about this with Marilyn after this break that we're getting ready to take. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Marilyn Raphael. Now, I want to read you a small portion of one of her newsletters just to give you an idea of what this sounds like, because I'm sure you're all going to want this after you hear about them. And in one of hers, in her February 14th newsletter, she said, "You have traveled through many lifetimes and have experienced all skin colors, both genders, and most three-dimensional experiences. Because of it, you have reached a place of wisdom and spirituality, evolved awareness that in turn has left you at a fork in the road of your evolutionary journey. You have done the work required to bring you to this fork, and now you must decide." So, Marilyn, would you please let us know, what is the fork in the road? What's the decision that needs to be made? And what is each fork, or which each path looks like?
Well, the journey is pretty, everybody has their path, and they're working along, and they're into metaphysics, and they're doing this and doing that. And at a certain point, you get to the point where, do I really believe this? Am I really willing to live this? Or is this just going to continue to be pleasant? An interesting dinner conversation. That's the fork. If a person doesn't want to actually live this life because they think it's too difficult, or their partner doesn't like it or something, that's fine. That's their choice. But they will not move forward in their journey, because the whole point of the journey is to reach that place where we realize I and the Father are one. I am divine consciousness. I'm not a human being with a little pocket of consciousness over my ear. I am divine consciousness with a body, using a body. Now, a lot of people can't make that step, and that's okay. But what the message was about was that many have reached this place now, after years of study, where they have to decide, do I really want to live this or not? And it doesn't mean that you go out proselytizing and judging everybody who doesn't believe that. No, people don't even know you're doing it. You live your life like an ordinary person doing ordinary things, but always in your heart is the realization, I and the Father are one, and this person that I am interacting with is also one, because there is nothing else. The old way, the other fork, is to remain in the third dimensional process. This is nice to know, but too impractical. So I'll just keep living the way I'm doing. It works for me. You see? Do you see the difference?
Right. So simply the awareness that you and the Father are one brings you to the next level, would you say? Or it just opens all of the levels?
It starts out as intellectual knowledge. All truth starts as intellectual knowledge. And then as you practice it, and as you contemplate it, and as you take it into meditation, and you think about it, and you study it within yourself, this is a work. It doesn't just drop in your lap. And then at a certain point, it integrates and becomes your state of consciousness. It's like things that we do automatically. Like in the last message, I gave the example of honesty. It's most of us anyway, don't have to intellectually think about, should I be honest or not? It's just our state of consciousness. We just are. We don't even think about it. And that's what this is. This awareness of oneness with Source starts out in along the way in our studies somewhere, usually after we have learned all we can from organized religion. It moves to this new level where we realize that we're not separate. Duality and separation are the two things that make up the third dimension. There's always pairs of opposites, And there's always a sense of separation from each other, from God, from animals, from everything. We're always feeling separate. Those are the two beliefs that keep us locked in the third dimension. So as we grow and evolve and intend to become more spiritually aware, the bottom line is I and my Father are one. And that's what all the other stuff is working towards, this realization. And it doesn't, it's not immediate. It's first it's intellectual, and then it gradually becomes more and more our attained level of awareness. And once something becomes our consciousness, it becomes, it's us, because we're consciousness. It's, we function from that level. We function from the level of what our consciousness is.
So a lot of times, from my observations over the years, people can gain incredible understanding of great spiritual thoughts and works, but can really struggle to apply them in their own life. Have you found that?
Well, yes, because it's just intellectual knowledge at that point. That's what I'm saying. It starts with intellectual awareness, but that doesn't do a thing. It's not going to, because we're consciousness, something has to be your consciousness before it will express, because everything is consciousness in manifestation. Is that clear?
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Marilyn. I appreciate it. So, ascension is really based on raising our consciousness.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So you mentioned that we're in third dimensional belief systems or awareness now. So what would fourth or fifth dimensional belief systems look like?
The fourth dimension, a lot of us are actually in the fourth. If we were fully in the third, we would believe all the good and evil, and we would have no interest in spirituality. So we're not fully in third dimension, those who are listening or interested in this type of thing. Fourth dimension is sort of a plane between the third, where we move through, like ghosts are stuck in the fourth dimension. They're not material, but they're not in the higher dimension. They're sort of earthbound. They're sort of stuck, connected, but they're not fully here, you see? So it's kind of, the fourth dimension is sort of like a bridge to the higher dimension. The fifth dimension is where we are more aware of who and what we are. We're able to align with the higher frequencies, which means we can hear our guides more easily. We can get messages. Sometimes we will see things that we don't see ordinarily in the third dimension. It's just a higher, more refined frequency.
So are there multiple dimensions? So like right now we have our sights on progressing into the fifth dimension,
yes.
But are there multiple,
yes,
like thousands,
yes,
of dimensions?
I'm not sure how many there are, but there are way more. Like I said, the third dimension is the bottom rung of a very high ladder. I don't know. I know there are 12th dimensional beings that work. I really can't answer that because I'm not sure how many dimensions. And maybe at some point, they're not even considered dimensions. They just are.
Okay, so we've heard people talk on the show about oneness versus allness, saying that oneness, you would lose your identity, and that in allness, everyone's accepted for their part of the whole. Is that just, you know, picayune-ishy words and definitions of words, or how does it work as we're going toward the one consciousness? We're just a part of that one consciousness.
We are that one consciousness because it's all that is, but it is expressing itself in individual, infinite form and variety. I don't personally believe that we ever completely lose our individuality. However, I really can't answer that. I don't really know the answer to that question. But it's my understanding that we do not lose our individuality, more of the allness that you talked about rather than one. But yet they're the same. They're the many within the one.
just like there's many parts of our body, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the veins, the all of it, but it all makes up one body.
Right, right. That's a good analogy.
Okay, so there's still individuality, but it's all composing together that forms the one physicality, which would therefore compose the oneness or the one consciousness.
Yeah.
So with this understanding, it would behoove us to do our very best when we treat each other to be the most kind and the most loving, because we're literally part of the same body as
right.
it was.
Right. That's exactly true. That what you do to yourself, you do another, you do to yourself. Isn't that in the Bible somewhere? Yeah, that's right.
So over the
animals and other life forms too. People think of animal forms. That God is expressing itself in infinite form and variety. It doesn't mean that this form is better than another form. It means that this form is different than that form. But there's only one life.
Like, so we are creative. We are creative beings. I read somewhere a story that was fascinating to me because it said, in the beginning, we had all creative powers, but the rules were that you could only create that which would benefit all existence that was already here, and you were not allowed to create that which would harm even one piece of something that was already here. And then that went askew somewhere, and everybody went crazy with their creative powers. And so in our oneness, does it also mean I shouldn't swat that mosquito that's biting me?
No, we have to. We're living on Earth in the third dimensional energies right now. It means that we live practically and we do what we're guided to do, but always from that level of awareness that understands that we are all connected. And since we're in the third dimension and we're having third dimensional problems, there are occasions when you need to solve something on a third dimensional level. It's a mistake to pretend a state of consciousness that you have not yet attained. Like to say, God is all, I throw away my meds, I don't need this, and you haven't attained a consciousness of it, well, you're in for trouble. Because, you know, that's performing from an intellectual level rather than from actually having attained the consciousness of it. You see? It's
so,
a fine line. It's like, you know, you have to trust your intuition and try and, you know, do everything that you do from the highest level you're able to according to your awareness.
So if we were at a high enough level, the mosquito would not want to bite us, in other words.
I think you're right. Like I used to tell people, if there was a fire and a person had no awareness, or part of their plan was to have the experience of being burned, that they would burn. And then someone who's a little bit awake, maybe the fireman would get to the door just in time. But if Jesus was in that house, there probably wouldn't even have been a fire, because there's no fire in destructive fire in his consciousness, you see?
Now, I spent a lot of time in Thailand, and I just absolutely love the country. And I was watching one time that when they did all of the kites that are going up, and they had this great kite ceremony, and it's done all with fire and little fires inside the kites, and that's what lifts them up and carries them across the skyline. And sometimes those kites would fall, and they would start like a fire in a tree, on the grass, somewhere, and that fire, even though you could see it was fire, would immediately burn out. And so I asked about that. And I said, I noticed right away that how many people got packed in to that area would not have been safety regulations to begin with. But I thought, all these opportunities for small fires and ambers, and yet everything burned out. So I asked the teacher I was studying with over there, and I said, talk to me about this place. And she said, we have no fire departments because we have no fires that are going to burn. And because we have a 1 year or 2 year program with every person that is here, that they go and meditate and they study spirituality for a year. And so everyone has a basic framework of mind that we don't need fire.
Wow, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
That would be the collective consciousness of that area. And since consciousness is the creative force, yeah, they're creating their consciousness.
Right, and they wanted everybody to have basic training in that. And so that therefore you could grow from that level up.
Yeah.
But what was generally known was like we would go to school for 1 or 2 years and just study that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, are we ready? Are we close to an ad right now?
Almost. We got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's an example of that is every time they have like a war on cancer or a war on this or a war on, we're just creating it because we are bringing it to more levels, more people's consciousness, and we're giving it power. So that's just the opposite of what they're doing in Thailand where you were talking about this ceremony. They have made a collective consciousness that doesn't believe in dangerous and fires that will destroy. And so that's what they're creating.
Right.
We are very powerful creators, but we have not realized it. There really are no victims. And you can't say that to people that don't understand what you're talking because they will just be offended. But really, it's consciousness expressing in every single individual.
See, and I say that within a name, that your soul has come to gain experiences to understand the knowledge that it already holds
right.
from a deeper level,
right.
and that the name then indicates the seven categories or areas where the soul is focusing to gain most experience in those areas.
Well, that's interesting, yes.
And that's what I believe that the name shows us, which I think is just incredible. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Arcturian group that Marilyn connects with. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Stay tuned.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Are you feeling lost, confused, absolutely clueless? No way out, over, under, or through? Then it's time to have the Light Keepers, through their conduit, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, guide you by shining their light, illuminating the right path for you. Let Sharon share the wisdom of the ancient masters to guide you on what is coming next for you and to show you the silver lining in your current circumstances. Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for a joyful, info-packed Light Keepers session.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back. This is Luminescence, Common Sense Spirituality with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Our special guest is Marilyn Raphael. Marilyn, how do people connect with you and how would they get your Arcturian group message?
Well, it started out as just emails to a few people, and then it got bigger and bigger until the website told me I had to get, you know, one of these companies that sends out messages and statements and things. So it has just grown. And personally, I don't care if anybody reads it or not. It's not put out there for my benefit. It's put out there as my work to help others awaken. That's why I'm here. That's why we're all of us who are awake are here, to help the world at this time to awaken. And the Arcturians are a very evolved group. They give me the messages, which I have to edit. It comes through like real fast and needs some editing. But then they go out every 2 weeks, and people just seem to find them. Other people send them to their friends, or, you know, I'm sure they don't resonate with some people. I used to get a lot of letters that were like people were wanted to argue about what was, and I just ignored them. But now people want to wake up. People are looking for answers. And the people that are reading these messages now seem to be totally different than in the beginning, which was 12, 13, 14 years ago. I don't even remember now. But and even when I do readings, the people are ready for the deeper stuff. They're drawing it to them through their intention to grow and evolve.
Because
like we talked about, we are creators. And so if we have an intention to evolve, the energy of that intention comes into alignment with what we need to do that. Now, these messages may not speak to some people, and then they speak to other people, depending upon the if the person is in alignment with the message. And it doesn't mean they're better, or it doesn't mean they're worse. It just means each person is drawn to that which will help them evolve once they intend to grow spiritually.
So Marilyn's website is Oneness of All. And it's .com. And can they, if somebody wants to have a private session with you, Marilyn, can they do that and find you through your website?
Well, I've sort of stopped doing phone readings. I prefer to do readings in person. I do readings, but I prefer to do them in person. But they can email me. I always answer emails, and I do not charge. And I mean, I don't do a big, long reading on a email, but if they have questions that they would like to ask, I'm happy to answer them.
Okay, everyone. So her email address is her first name, Marilyn, at oneness of all.com. And again, if you don't have something to write that down on, you all know how to find my website at knowthename.com. And you just go to the schedule page, and all of Marilyn's information is right there for you, so you know how to spell everything also. So if they want to sign up for the newsletter, can they do that through the website?
It's the sign-up box is on the newest message page of the website.
Great. Okay, so I know I afforded it. I afforded this hundreds of times over the last couple of years. So I love your messages. I think it's an incredible service that you're doing.
Well,
I wanted,
there's something important that we need to say here, and that is that these messages are, if they resonate with you, they are your own consciousness manifesting outwardly as the message. I'm not giving you anything. I'm just opening you to what you already have.
Well, I look at them as beautiful reminders. So I want to read from the January 31st message, and it starts with, "Dear readers," as they all do, And it says, we greet you with love in these changing times. As best you can, avoid allowing the fear and doubt of the collective, so prominent at this time, to overwhelm you, because most are unaware of what is taking place behind the scenes. It is very easy to judge by appearances and slip into fear. Now, fear, confusion, and doubt plague even the most evolved at this time, for you are seeing nothing that resembles what you expected to see. Understand that energy shifts and changes in every moment. Trust that all that is proceeding according to plan, as new and powerful energies of light continue flooding the earth. Now, events predicted by highly respected channels can and often do turn out to be completely different, or predicted events never happen at all. This is not because the channel was incorrect, but because the energy in place at the time of the channeling has now changed. I love these messages. So with how fast everything's channeling, or everything's changing, sorry, isn't it getting more and more, I want to say, difficult to see what the future is? And so we're being invited more and more just to live each day and just trust the universe that it's going to be fine?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And trusting that our own divine self will draw to us that which we need. And we're being asked to move out of the third dimensional way of doing things and move more into our realization of our oneness with Source. Well, what does that mean, to be one with Source? It means that I am one with completeness, wholeness, abundance, health, intelligence, wisdom. I'm one. I am. I'm not even one with. I am all these qualities of Source. And so the more that becomes our state of consciousness, the more it can then manifest as our experiences. When a person comes to fully realize that they are complete and whole, you will be surprised how everything works. It starts to work so much easier. The right person comes at the right time. You need somebody to do your plumbing, and somebody mentions the name of a plumber you know what I mean? It's common everyday things interpreted through the mind in a way that you can understand, but it's coming from your consciousness.
Is that very similar to when you call somebody and they go, oh, I was just thinking of you?
Yeah, well, that's an energetic alignment there, that we're all one. And so when you start thinking about this other person, you come into alignment with their energy. And they, if they're sensitive at all, they'll just pick that up. You know, everything is about alignment. The things that you align with, you draw to yourself. Like a person who sits and thinks about their health all day is going to draw to them all kinds of weird conditions, because they're aligning with all this health stuff floating out there in the collective. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So that we want to always thank our physicality for staying healthy.
Yeah, and to realize that we're in charge. The body isn't in charge of us. We're in charge of the body, but we have not known that. And there's no judgment involved. It's simply that the third dimension hasn't known that. But that's what we are coming into now. We're coming into our power. And the power is our realization of oneness with Source, that we're not separate. We don't have to get on our knees and beg some pie in the sky to send light to us, or even a higher dimensional beings. We're being pushed to realize it's already here. It's already within us. We're not separate from it. That's the whole key, is oneness.
So if you wanted to call on that power, the best way of calling on it would be the remembrance that you and the Father are one, or I and the Father are one.
But you can ask guides to help you. The higher dimensional beings are always just waiting to be asked. It isn't me that can only contact the Arcturian group, and it isn't somebody else that channels Jesus that can only talk to his energy. We can all call upon any of the higher dimensional beings and say, help me with this issue, show me, guide me. And you might get it in a way you least expect, but you'll get it. They hear you. There's even a group that I like to work with called the Guardians of Nature. And when I first started calling on spirits of nature because I was walking my daughter's dogs every day, and one would always take off. And I would say, oh, please bring her, help her to get back here. And they said they like to be called the Guardians of Nature. And ever since then, every time it's something to do with an animal or a pet or someone who's asking about a pet, I call on the Guardians of Nature. Well, it isn't just personal to me. Anyone can do it. And that's part of this journey, is to stop giving power to people, to the priest, to the guru, to the book, to the this, to the religion, to stop all of that. Pull it in. It's all within us. We've given it away to all these people, the experts, the government, the, you know, it's okay to hear what they have to say, but the bottom line has to be ours. That's how we take our power back. That's how we acknowledge, I already am.
So I've always believed that it's both inside and outside. It's inside staying true to who you are, and the outside influences that cause us to think or consider a little differently so that we can expand our awareness from that direction also. I always look at the outside as the movers and the shakers type of thing, because I've got to react or not react. I like to become the non-emotional observer. But then it causes shifts up from the inside to be, I want to say, less judgmental or more accepting of others and differences and sameness, because in essence, we all want the same thing, and that is to grow in our consciousness.
Right, right. And everyone who's looking to fame and fortune and money and marriage and partners and stuff is actually looking for the same thing. They're looking for a sense of completeness that can only be found within. And I like to say, you know, we are in the world. We're all working in third dimensional situations. And I always like to say to myself, what am I believing that's making me feel this way? And that will shift you right to your belief system. And if it's something that you prefer now to clear from your energy, then that gets you on the way.
Okay, and that brings us to, that's a wonderful ending to this. Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us on Luminescence. You know that we always end our show with the wonderful music that just lifts us up, that's called Shine by Dee Lemur. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be back next week. And Lori McQuarrie is going to be joining us again next week at the same time, same station. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
when the paintbrush of life stroke the canvas of her, the light slightly dimmed, her reflection unseen, and all that she knew, and all that would be, it vanished like the sun rays on a shimmering